going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't mind Justin back there.
What if I told you this, I believe, is the only Wu-Tang song I like?
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah, so, I'm not a big Wu-Tang fan. Love Method Man, but I'm not a big Wu-Tang guy.
What I would Hugh's not happy. The Peanut Gallery is not happy.
Here's what I say about Wu-Tang. Great, but also overrated. That's where I put it.
Right.
It's like, they have a lot of great songs, but also a lot of songs you're like, skip, 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 5 minutes and 43 seconds of what? Not even a chorus in there?
Exactly. Like, see, I need the chorus.
Give me the Ghostface album. Give me the Method Man album. Right. But the whole Wu-Tang Clan album.
We're at the
Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club. Elliot Shore Park's still with us. Elliot, Twitter question. You'll be interested in this one.
I bet he's a big Wu-Tang fan.
No, he's a Kanye guy.
Yeah, he's a Kanye guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. What happened?
Yeah, Wu-Tang has no bangers. They got no chorus.
When you say it, it's different.
Yeah.
When Spike says it, he's a music head.
No, I didn't say bangers.
Got a music pod, yeah.
I didn't say no bangers. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you agree with Elliot Shore Parks that Ace Bailey is better than Cooper Flagg? 86.8% say no. So you got a ways to go on that one. Yeah, well, they could be. You never know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, you know, the Sixers under contract, the three big contracts they have are Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, and, of course, Paul George. And you might remember that Paul George suspended Podcast P to concentrate on the Sixers.
How'd that go?
He announced that he suspended.
Yes.
Was it a week later he was shut down?
He announced it on his social media accounts. And he only played, I think, 5 more games. And the Sixers, I think, won 2 more games. So wrong time to pick PG. If you're going to say you need to stop podcasting to focus on the team, why were you podcasting the whole time? Okay, whatever. So he shuts it down. And I'm like, you know what? I still think Paul George can play. Everything's going to be fine. Whatever. So yesterday, the Sixers fans had, and we saw it, the best moment we've had in a very long time in getting that pick last night. Complete elation. Everybody's happy. Everybody's on cloud 9 today thinking about what they're going to do with the pick. Yep. We're having a good moment. And in comes Paul George to ruin the moment. All Paul George needed to do today was shut up. Paul George didn't shut up. Here's what he had to say.
You took a break from podcasting. Why is it important to do it and bring it back now?
I'm not a person that run away from anything. You know what I mean? Like, my dad kind of instilled that you face your problems and you move on from it. It's there and it's gone. And the reason I took the hiatus was more so I wanted to get my body healthy. I wasn't mentally there in a time of where we were at, the team, me dealing with injuries. I wasn't in a space of being jolly and happy. You know, obviously we had topics and guests to talk with, but it wasn't much for me to talk about just because of where I was at. So now it's obviously the summer, my downtime. I'm training, focusing on my body. I did procedures to get ready for this next season.
Yeah,
and kind of just want to.
Justin, what are you doing back there? Justin, get on the mic.
It was recorded wrong. I got it.
I say it after me.
Where is Morgan Steiner?
Yeah. All right.
What?
Unbelievable. One take WIP. We all do things once. We assume everything's fine. Yep. It's unbelievable. Okay. What podcast P was doing?
With always the dramatic Ryan Clark, too, there,
yeah,
by the way.
Was announcing that his podcast is back. First of all, I don't care if you do the podcast. Right. You don't need to announce that it's back. And don't put out the clip the day after we get the pick. Shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, Paul George.
Yeah. Why did he have to announce that he was – you didn't have to announce that you were taking a hiatus. And you didn't have to announce that you were coming back. You just did both of them,
dude,
without announcing it.
And you don't need to step away from your podcast to focus on your body. It's an hour a week.
Yeah, you act like he's podcasting every day.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing? Focus on your body now. Just do nothing but focus on your body. Focus on your body. Focus on the game. Shut up. Stay out of the public. Just until preseason and training camp happens, I don't want to see one thing from Paul George.
Well,
shut up.
He's in the middle of the Eagles celebration, stuck in traffic with people just celebrating.
He might just be aloof.
He didn't realize that we just won the NFC Championship game and don't go outside down Broad Street.
Elliot, you're a contentsman. As a guy who loves content.
Oh my God, Elliot was still here.
Yeah, how are you? I'm sorry, I lost it. It made me so mad when I saw it. Just give us 24 hours, you idiot, to be happy. Anyway, Elliot, as a contentsman, how do you feel about Paul George releasing this today?
Well, I'll say this. I do a daily pod, and I can still take care of my body. So I think he has more than enough time to do both. But, you know, in all seriousness, like, they got to get Joel and Paul George out of the building. Like, they are rebuilding. They cannot have this guy that they drafted three come in and, like, learn habits from these guys. And I don't think either of them are bad people. Like, I don't think anything like that. But I just don't know if I want McCain, Maxey, and whoever that third pick is, like, learning from Paul George and Joel Embiid. So I know they're tough to trade. I understand in the end, it's not like the NFL where you can just cut guys. But, man, I think that next year has a chance to be, to use the word you used, like, to have hope, right? To have no baggage. But what it's going to be in the offseason is everyone excited, and then the season will start up, and it'll be the same thing. Like, oh, Joel's practicing. Now he's listed as questionable. Now he warmed up. Paul George isn't – like, I really think they got to get these guys out of the building.
Paul George, I could understand you. Embiid, like, Tyrese Maxey seems to have evolved just fine with Joel Embiid there.
Has he?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like last year they had to have a meeting to speak to Joel that Tyrese Maxey led. And I would also say Maxey, coming off that max contract, did not have a great year last year.
He didn't, but nobody had a great year last year.
Like, right. I agree. But I'm saying,
I think to an extent you can look at last year and if you want to, you can say it was the worst year that could have happened. And it doesn't look a lot like the other years that they've been there. I understand what you're saying. But I think if it is costing you picks to get off of Embiid, I think you have to think very, very, very hard about that. Very, very hard about not doing
that. They just seem like bad leaders. And I'm not in love with the idea of young players learning under them.
Okay. Well, there he is. Elliot Shore Park's a great leader. As he mentioned, you can get the Go Birds pod wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day. What are you? I guess you must have an enormous schedule pod coming out. Is that going to be out immediately after the schedule? Well, I mean, you'll do the pod, but.
Well, without question, we'll have an emergency pod when the schedule comes out, reacting to it live. That'll be in the feed. And then also the next morning, I'll have another pod for you guys breaking down like the intricacies of the schedule. So big 24 hours coming up.
Will Seltzer be making a similar announcement like Paul George did about making his return to the Go Birds podcast?
Seltzer's enjoying himself in California. Some well-deserved rest right
Wait a minute.
Himself.
Can it be
well-deserved?
Can it be an emergency podcast if it's scheduled? Like, we know when the schedule's coming out. That's not an emergency podcast.
Well, guess what? It's getting called an emergency podcast in all caps. So, you know.
All right. All right, Elliot.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
There he is, Elliot Sharpars. Everyone loves him. Everyone. You know what? After hearing that Paul George audio.
Did you hear it?
Well, thinking about the Paul George audio, you know, there are some times more than others where you might need some help to perform. And I was so mad after hearing that. It's sort of like prime Blue Chew time. 100% Blue Chew time. You know, we don't perform the way that we used to.
Well,
speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I am speaking for myself. And as you get older, it gets a little bit more difficult to perform in every way the way that you used to. Trust me, you might not want to admit it, but she knows. I'm not talking to you, Ike. I'm just talking to you in the car.
That's right.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
She's well aware.
And that's why Blue Chew's here to save you.
Oh, man.
Blue Chew's here to make you better. And that is the goal of the WIP Afternoon Show. We want to make everyone better.
Enhance your performance.
Look, if there could be a Blue Chew for cutting sound there in the studio, I would get to that Blue Chew, Justin. Look, it's not a pill. It's a chewable.
That's right. Yep.
So it is more convenient. It's got the same active. You're like, well, how does it work? Well, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. And it comes with a huge benefit. No doctor's appointment.
Nope.
Now, you go to make a doctor's appointment nowadays. What's it, May? They'll tell you, oh, we'll see you in September. You don't have time, September. You got to go home tomorrow night. So you go to BlueChew.com. You meet with one of their licensed medical professionals right there on the website. Whenever is convenient to you, they find out the right mix. They don't even make you go to the pharmacy. We hate the pharmacy.
That's right.
I mean, nothing against pharmacies, but we're standing in line next to a stranger. Nah. They ship it right to your door in a discreet and
hard
package.
Yep.
There we go.
Well, you're usually the hard guy.
Yeah.
Cut that audio.
Yep. And because it's made here in the USA, they can keep the prices down.
No tariffs.
Speaking of the prices, it's going to be free for the first
That's
month.
That's all he was waiting on.
Yeah, he loves the tariff line.
It was a good line.
Yes.
It might be cooked.
Yeah, it might be cooked. It was good while we had it, though.
Yeah.
We're going to make that first month for you absolutely free. We're going to pay for it.
People so helping people.
Just go to BlueChew.com. Use the code 94. Your first month's going to be free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. First month free. Just pay for the shipping. Code 94 at BlueChew.com. And then you can be ready to
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
All right.
Segment saved.
All right, Justin, you're back on. You're back on. Why don't we talk a little? Now, the Phils don't play tonight. They did play last night, so we always got to talk a little hardball.
Hardball.
Hardball. Hardball. Hardball.
Just as quick as you were in the house, you're back out the house.
Should we just do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So, Phils are rained out tonight.
Yep.
Phils rained out. So tomorrow we got a little doubleheader. Jesus Luzardo starting game one. Aaron Nola starting game two. So 1 and 6:15. Now, what I find interesting about that is which game is Rafael Marchand going to start? Because as we know, Aaron Nola's ERA with Rafael Marchand is 7.6 something, and with JT it's 2.79.
Yeah.
So in a perfect world, an ideal world, let's just start JT in game two and let Marchand play game one. Seems like an easy split. We don't need to mess this whole thing up.
Do you think they'll do that, right?
I would think so. But again, do you want to give JT the night game?
I was going to say, what's the pitching matchup looking like?
Well, Lazar's going to go game one. And then
not us. For the Cardinals.
So Sonny Gray was going to go tonight, so maybe he goes game one. I don't think it's a lefty-righty matchup.
Okay,
thing.
All right.
So. That is certainly
that's
one.
You knew what I was asking.
Yeah. Yep. Last night, a pretty nondescript, just they lost the baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for as much as we talk about Kirkering and him not being as good as he was last year, I do think Strom needs to be put in that conversation as well. I mean, Strom last year made the All-Star team as a middle reliever. And I think it's pretty unfair to expect him to do that again. But still, it's been a lot less lockdown for Matt Strom this year.
Yeah. And, boy, sometimes you see a pitcher throw a pitch and know that he blew it. As soon as Strom let go of that pitch, he knew it.
And for as good as Strom has been as a Philly, he's pretty demonstrative when he knows that he screwed up.
Yep.
And, that was certainly one of them. Kyle Schwarber extended his on-base streak, 47 straight games.
There it is.
He is inching closer towards Mike Schmidt, Philly's record, 56 games. I mean, listen, you guys are older than me.
Yep.
I obviously have a pretty good handle on sports history. It's not obviously DiMaggio's streak, but like, I think if he gets to 53, does the coverage around it here, do people start getting kind of excited for it?
No.
On base streak is not a real streak.
It's not the hit.
Come on, man. Ted Williams, 84 games.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
No, I don't think if you were to...
We wouldn't know that. Yeah, we don't know that until you just told us.
People know hit streaks. They don't know on-base streaks. Well, I'm not saying it's not impressive.
It's time to evolve.
No.
On-base streaks just as... Hey,
what, we're going to celebrate an 0-for-4 because he walked the fifth time, and congratulations, you got on base?
Well, they got on first base one way or the other.
I think it's good that he's doing it.
Right.
But if your new mission is going to be to get everyone to celebrate the on-base streak like he's DiMaggio or something, I don't think that is going to happen.
If he passes Schmidt, is he getting a moment on the field where he can tip his cap?
No.
Is Schmidt in attendance?
No.
You guys are crazy.
You're crazy.
Well, it's awesome.
He doesn't even play the field.
Spike. Oh, God, don't go down that road. But you're right. You're right with the whole... He could go 0-for-3 or 0-for-4.
And he got on base.
Yeah, but that it doesn't feel the same.
Listen, he gets on base. It's all that counts.
I'm with you. I like it. Listen, but I'm with Spike with the whole, we can't stop and celebrate this.
Yes, we can. No, we stopped and celebrated Gene Segura getting 200 doubles.
We were forced to do that.
Yeah, nobody's happy with
that.
It.
Yes, I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
Celebrating like this is like putting Lieberthal in the Wall of Fame or whatever. Like, it's just not... This isn't something you celebrate. It's something you acknowledge. They should say it on the broadcast. I mean, what do they do? Give him the base?
Like Ricky Henderson?
Yeah. Ricky Henderson just took the base for what it's worth.
Yeah. Do we have any thoughts on Bryce's new cut?
Yeah. What do we think?
I love it.
He shaved his head. I think he's pulling the Sirianni. Worked for Nick. Worked for Bryce.
I'll tell you what. Bryce hits two tomorrow. Two dingers in both games. I'm going to shave my head for him.
Wow. There you go. Two dingers?
Two dingers.
All right. You're just like the kid in Seinfeld.
to say that the hit wasn't enough or the home run wasn't enough?
Yeah. So he cut his hair, went 0-for-3.
Right.
Not the hottest start to the shaved head era, but it's all right. I like the
– Do you think
I actually like the look.
I know. I think so, too.
Yeah, I think it's a great look.
Do you think he's – is he like – and he's freaking out a little bit.
I don't know if he's definitely frustrated.
Yeah.
100% frustrated. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little. Because I think there's been some balls that he's hit, and he's like, that should be gone.
Well, do you remember when Nick shaved his head? Mm-hmm. I remember saying, oh, well, we lost that guy.
Brittany Sirianni?
Yeah, I mean, this is it. So I don't think that way about. I'm sure Bryce has had a shaved head before.
But
when you do something in the middle of it, and baseball players are very
superstitious.
Very superstitious.
Yeah.
But when you do something like this in the middle of a streak, it sort of tells you the person like doesn't know what else to do, and they're trying to change the mojo. Somehow.
But I also think it's baseball. Like I think they if they get on a hot streak, they don't change their underwear.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the nature of the sport.
I'm not freaking out over it. It's certainly something that he is acknowledging, so he's trying to, I believe, switch up the mojo. That's different than saying he's freaking out and he's panicked and he's worried. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to go to that level yet. Listen, he's healthy. From everybody who knows more about baseball than I do, I'm not hearing anything that's distinctive about what's going on wrong with him. Mm-hmm. Right? He's tinkering with some things, and I think he'll figure it out. I just think as long as he's healthy, I'm good. I think he figures it out eventually.
And Rob Thompson had his theory on what he thinks is kind of happening with Bryce. He was on the morning show this morning and offered this up.
Yeah, it's difficult. And you know, I feel at times bad for Hart because he puts a lot of pressure on himself and he expects so much out of himself and he wants to lead this team and this organization and the city to a world championship. And so he's very hard on himself and that's just who he is. And he's, you know, I know everybody's talking about his body language this year, but it's been like that since he's been here and since he's been in the big leagues, really. When he struggles, it wears on him, and because he cares so much, and that's really all it is.
Break out the sad violin.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah. Bryce Harper simply cares too much.
Yeah, I respect Rob, but I don't need that.
Like, feel bad for him?
Yeah, I don't.
He's hitting 240?
Yeah, I don't need that. Man.
Yeah.
Bryce is fine.
Let's man up.
Yeah, we don't need to turn him into a sympathy case.
Yeah. It's like, by the way.
He's fine.
As far as a guy who's struggling, he's getting the easiest ride and I'm well-deserved,
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly right. It's not like he's getting killed in the city.
No. You want us to make it harder on him. We certainly can.
Yeah. Nobody is, no, I totally agree. Yeah, I actually agree with that. That it's not. Now, he may put that pressure on himself because
sure,
he expects more out of himself. I can understand that. But there's no reason to feel or be downtrodden as if the whole world is coming down on Bryce Harper right now. He's not, he's not carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders right now. Hey, the team is winning and playing decent baseball. He's the only one that is not having success.
Dude, hit 260.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, like, I'm with you on that. I don't know what that was about. I don't need to throw a pity party for Bryce. Mm-hmm. Love the guy, but he's all right. And I like the look.
Yeah, I like the look, too.
I like the look of the hair, man.
I think it's going to work.
Yeah, keep it that way, Bryce.
Two dingers tomorrow.
Okay.
Two dingers in the doubleheader. Is that it on the High Hopes Jackie Baseball?
That's it.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you have hope for the Sixers now that they have that number 3 pick?
Can you imagine? I feel bad for Jalen. He carries the weight of the world
on his shoulders,
man.
Oh, my God.
He wants to win so bad.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
I would talk for 4 hours straight.
I wouldn't say a word.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Like, what? AJ doesn't want to win badly. Like, I'm pretty sure they all do.
They all want to win.
They all want to win. They all want to have success.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Bryce, he'll figure it out.
Wah.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Patrick in Tabernacle, you're on WIP. What's up, Patrick?
Yo, hey guys, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Real quick, you're at Ramblewood. I'm cracking up because I used to live off the number 3 hole, the par 3, and we had so much fun there. Yo, Ike, I saw this kid, Bobby Roadside, in the day get nailed right in the head by a golf ball. He wouldn't move. The golfer said, all right, I'll hit it. And then he was the bully, and he's a jerk, and I'm glad he got hit.
Wow. Holy moly. Strong take, Patrick.
The sound of the golf ball hitting, it was either Bobby or Michael Roadside in the day, was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Crazy stuff. But anyhow,
what's his name, Bobby Roadside?
You, Spike Eskin.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Spike, I take a page out of Mr. Hill's book when he talks about acumen. The issue, and I'm not a... Listen, you are much. I'm not going to debate you because you'll just kill me on this. But I look at it just from a competitive point of view. This guy is—he's so talented. I mean, the talent this guy has
Who?
Is ridiculous. Embiid. I'm talking
okay.
about the Sixers now.
Okay.
So you and the Sixers. The hope that you have, you should have, is you hope that Joel gets off the team as quick as possible, because nothing will change as long as Embiid is on this team. I don't care if you got the number one. I don't care from whatever. That guy, Joel Embiid, is just he sucks everything. He's going to suck everything, anything out of anybody that comes in there, man. It's just
pause.
He's a black hole, man. You know,
I don't feel the same way. I understand.
I know you don't.
Yeah, I understand why you feel that way, and I understand that it's easy to feel that way after last year. And I'm not even going to deny that I haven't felt that way at times. But if the goal, I just keep going back to 2013 when we had a team that was had some good players. And, you know, players that ended up being really helpful other places. Drew Holiday's won a championship, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But we were – Andre Iguodala won a finals MVP. But we knew that that team wasn't good enough, and all we did was just, like, murder ourselves to say we need a game-changing player.
Yep.
And I understand what you're saying. There would be a release at the moment – of, okay, we don't have to worry about this anymore. But very, very soon after that, when we see this team winning 36 games or 35 games or whatever it is next year with no path to getting a best player on a championship team, we'll look at ourselves and we'll say, wait a minute, how are we going to get one of those guys? And I get what you're saying, but you're going to wake up on the other side of it realizing that coming across one of those players is – because before Joel, it was Iverson. And before Iverson, it was Barkley, which was, you know, 20 years before, 15 years before that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this just doesn't come around that often. And I thank you for the call, Patrick. I just, like, I don't know what the path is after it. That's it. And we would all feel so much better the day after it happened. Because even if they traded him, I wouldn't throw a tantrum or anything. Sure. I would get it. I would understand. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, we'll wake up one day and figure out, oh, my God, we're 5 years away if we're lucky for lucking into one of those guys. And even get teams that do it the right way. Orlando's doing it a good way. They don't have one of those guys. They have a bunch of good players, but they don't have one of the – so, all right. So –
although I like Paolo more than you do.
Yeah, I'm not a Paolo guy. So there's a bunch of players we have to learn about now, right? Ace Bailey, who we mentioned. We have to learn about Dylan Harper. We have to learn about Vijay Edgecombe. We have to learn about Trey Johnson. The guy we will have on next will help us learn about those guys, and that is the one and only Phil Martelli. He will join us to talk a little college hoops and players that might be pro players on the Sixers next year. 215-592-9494. Do you have a little hope with the Sixers again? Little hope. We are at the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.